The main aspects of a wildlife-friendly garden are food, water, shelter, and space. By food, I mean planting for wildlife. Although bird feeders have a benefit for wildlife, they do provide food for wildlife. By planting for wildlife, you meet more than just their need for food. You also provide food for those creatures that wouldn't come to a bird feeder. In terms of shelter, you want to make sure that you're providing shelter for wildlife that provides nesting sites. You also want to make sure you're providing them cover from inclement weather, and you want to make sure you're providing them protection from predators. In providing shelter, the best thing is to provide both deciduous trees and shrubs and also some evergreens. The evergreens will allow you to provide them that important shelter through our harsh winter season. In terms of water, water is a really important element of a wildlife-friendly garden. You can do this simply through putting out a bowl of water on a stump, or you can go all out and provide a pond with a recirculating stream. Whatever you are able to do in terms of your budget and your space, it's still going to be appreciated by wildlife. Now, for space, you might think, what can I do in terms of my garden? I can't make it any bigger. But in actual fact, wildlife sees your garden in three-dimensional terms. So by adding a variety of different heights of plants, so for example, if you have tall trees, medium-height trees, shrubs, and perennials, and then grass, you're able to provide different layers for wildlife to take advantage of. So for example, you might have a waxwing high up in your fruit tree, then you might have a chickadee in your evergreen shrub, and you might have a sparrow down on the ground looking for seeds. So by providing a diversity of layers of vegetation, you actually increase the size of the space of your garden.